Hey, thanks for meeting me here. I know your work schedule has been crazy lately, but I just really wanted to see you today and tell you something important. You see, we've known each other, gosh, since kindergarten. And I remember you used to have those bad hair days. Shit, you still do now. We were always around each other, and you were there for me when I needed you, and I always tried to be there for you. But see, ever since then, there have been these feelings inside of me that at first I didn't think that much about, but as the years have gone on, I realize there's a purpose behind them. Here I am, foolishly getting into these other relationships when the true person I want to be with has been with me this whole time. What I'm trying to tell you is the person I want to be with is your mom. I have feelings for your mom, the woman that pushed you out of her vagina. Yeah, that lady. I want her. Listen, I get that it may seem like an obvious pairing to you, but honestly, it just happened out of nowhere. Remember when we were six and you had your birthday party at that water park, Sandy Rapids? Well, we were all in our swimsuits, and while my mom was always kind of lanky, grim looking, and honestly, sometimes I wonder why the wind never blew her away. And I saw your mom, and God damn, the cakes on that dime piece. I mean, come on. In curves like a street, hair flowing in the wind, face straight from a French painting. And bruh, between you and me, I wanted to see if her knockers would squeak like a dog toy when I put my hands on them. Oh, but that's not even the craziest part. Ever since that day, things haven't been the same. I think about her constantly. I fantasize about her being the weather lady on TV, telling me how wet it's going to be in my area. During breakfast, she's the rabbit I want to give all my tricks to. You remember our old gym teacher, Miss Cameltown? In my mind, she was your mom telling me to do a standing hamstring stretch. Yeah, she's kinky like that. Hey, this is very hard for me to talk to you about, okay? So I'm gonna need you to ease up on those tense eyes there. Yeah, I get that's your mom, but she's my concubine, so it's a fair trade. I can't even begin to tell you what happened that weekend you had the work retreat. Okay, I guess I have to tell you about that now, too. See, when you were gone, I stopped by your place to see if your mom needed help around the house. So I walked through the door. Yeah, I have a spare key. Why would I not have a key to my booze place? Please stop interrupting. Anyway, I walked through the door. She said hi. I said, "What up, girl?" She was totally rocking a June Cleaver look, or should I say, June cleavage. She offered me some homemade cookies, and I said, "Those aren't the only cookies I like." Next thing you know, we are doing it like crazy, man. She's feeding me her chocolate chips. I'm pouring milk all over her. My hands are on her breasts like an ASMR artist doing a game controller triggers video. I mean, every room in there was different from when we found it. And by the way, you're gonna need new sheets. Then a new mattress. And a new headboard. Basically, you'll be sleeping on the floor for a while. I didn't even know I would like to be choked. But man, I was slammed into those walls so hard I totally wanted to give her my lunch money. Then after those 70 hours were done, big thanks to Miss Cameltone for the stamina building, I was all worn out and Bay sat next to me, butt naked with a cigarette. She looked at me with those beautiful eyes that I rolled to the back of her head earlier at 2:45 a.m. and she said, "Go hit the showers, kid." And that's the story of how I screwed your mother. Now you look here, mister. I have not liked your tone today. Is this any way to treat your future female stepdaddy? Well, yeah, duh. I didn't want to just hit it and quit it. I want to tranquilize it and put it in a cage. Listen, sport. I know things haven't been good for you personally in the end zone. Your body's developing very slowly, and I mean, very slowly. But I promise you, if you need any advice, me and your mom will help you along the way. And because for biological reasons, you're gonna be our only child. Hey, where are you going, young man? Don't you walk away from me. Hope you enjoy that drive home, because it'll be a long time until you see that car again. Hello? Hey, sweetness. You got the chains? Well, we may have to use them to lock up Junior in his room for a while so we can cool off. I swear, he has some serious attitude. Hey, don't blame me. I'm not the one who raised him. Well, not yet. We'll work on that later.